Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. And the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Thank you for being here on Parker Pathways. This is the second live hour of 3-hour program. It's on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and the name of the show is Parker Pathways, and the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And just a basic question, if banks are secretly reporting cash transactions, and they're going to fiat currencies, and they're telling the government who's buying gold, and then using the lease car business as for artificial securities, then why would Germany last week want 300 tons of gold from the United States, 105 tons from Paris, because they say the gold belongs to them? So Germany has second largest gold reserve in the world at 3,378 tons. Where did the rest of the gold go, and where is the 3,000-some tons, and where are the 300 tons from the United States, which they requested while we were in the White House last week? We have Jeff from Idaho, and I'm glad to see you aboard. Hello, Jeff.
Welcome aboard. Parker. Hey, thanks. Hey, as Sade would say, you're a smooth operator. Okay? If you act quickly, you can stop the 18 years worth of wealth transfer to China. So here's the way to do it. Concerning the water issues, avoid the mercury by using Dr. Randall Mills' company from Brilliant Light Power. His Hydrino work is like William Lyon's. And this is what Dr. John Coleman indicated the Club of Rome was to halt any fusion work. And his American work can be used to make America great again. Listen to the February 27, 2017 Fresno State Lecture by Dr. Randall Mills. This deals with the massive wealth transfer for the 18 years documented by Anna Nicholas Wilson on the HSBC fraud transferred via PayPal, as documented by John Cruz from the website worldbankingworldfraud.com. James Cameron's great-great-grandfather founded our Opium Wars World War banking families with HSBC. Jay Johnson, Eric Holder, and Obama takedown pointer, as you indicated, occurring in the middle of the month. Bill Binney documented it in 2013 via an interview with Bill Still, Operation Fairview. And Google is probably is our transcriber for these issues. The 1999 bankruptcy was issued by GHCQ for the Fairview system about these issues that we're talking about. The PNAC issues in the late 90s were essentially how to basically try and run up the debt that is the issue we're talking about today. And those garbage companies are the mafia that are still being run by the U.S. government from the Annenberg Boardwalk Empire. Those advanced motor controls could be measured and validated with the original co-inventor. The additional work could be attempted if resources allow. If you could follow up with the ferromagnetic triggering discussed on May 25th, that would help me. And I'll try to tie in the new Ken Wheeler North Pole redshift, South Pole blue shift to the original July 2014 giant dipole resonance with the ferromagnetic issues. So that kind of ties in the past week or so. If you get a chance, it looks like it's a 12 by 16 matrix for the motor servos.
12 by 16.
Yeah, 16 counterposed vortexes in the 12 servos.
Okay.
Along the lines of the only thing that, that Ken hasn't documented is the six the 4x4 matrix that Tuiri has in his time and space book. That's in each of the Ken Wheeler shapes.
Yeah,
and they and it's the wheel work that Tesla and and Clark James Maxwell Clark basically documented.
When I looked at that, I didn't have the kind of time, and because I'm marking everything, it's a race against time. Is that I was very impressed.
Remember the signed picture. Remember the signed picture from Carmen from 2012, the water work in 2012. The other side of the coin, the first lab book was wrong. It's not 1 minute; it's 2 minutes. But she was probably eliminated because of that issue. And the chemtrails are basically stopping. If you go to that second lab book at the very end of it, you'll see all of the chemtrailing is essentially to stop the DNA clocks. And it's all documented in the rear of that. If you get time,
yeah. I'm with you 100% on that.
Great. And that's what I was really hoping. It's been a long past 3 or 4 days, and I kind of, I didn't want to send you an April Fool's email yesterday, so I had a couple hour nap, and then I figured it out. So,
Haven't had a chance because of, Uncle Sam, but to do what I needed to do to see things with the recent messages that you sent. But there was one thing that caught my eye because that was not supposed to be known. And, with the Obama meeting the Pope on
right.
April 15th?
Well, I do the best I can. And here's the thing is, we're at our drop-dead day right now. And,
that
Washington Water Union, you got about a week, I think. I thought it was 2 or 3 weeks. Last week, I think you got a week. And I think you got tomorrow is the real issues going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to basically bring around and drop the New World Order, I think this is how you do it.
Yeah, it's definitely...
Only you can do it now, though, okay?
Yeah,
it's your call.
One of the things that... I will say on air is that there have been a lot of universities with great interest in taking the subject of what they're calling the water project, and the reason that they're interested in it is I think we have 8 universities. 3 of them are in foreign countries. You see, the universities, the private universities, as you know, they depend on donations. And a lot of the endowments for the universities run into the billions and trillions of dollars. And... a lot of these people who donate money to the universities for projects to keep the universities going, they realize that they're not getting, they are going to be stopped in their tracks in making money at their end with these projects that they want to support at the universities. You know, nice. It's legal for the alumni to give money to universities.
Right.
But when you're talking about universities like Oxford, Yale, Harvard, the University of Tsinghua in China. You talk about those kind of people, they are getting on board on Parker Pathways. And it's the whole input that we have on this is a turnaround of the university starting to, because they're getting a bad rap because of the snowflake mentality and the things they have, and a lot of these professors are very leftist. But what's happening is the alumni is saying to them, and listen, we need to have more people from our country in the PhD programs rather than the Chinese and the Russians and the Indians from India. So that's kind of the inner motivation that they have, because these people coming in from India, they are up to speed. The ones that come from China, very much up to speed. They know about what we're talking about here. And so the contributions that you're making into this is extraordinarily important. And a lot of these universities are going to be thinking about putting Parker Pathways on their radio waves. So that's going to be a big help. Right. But we have more help than I thought.
Yes. Here's the thing, is you know, we're fighting the opium wars. James Cameron, his great-great-grandfather, basically founded USBC, and essentially this is the you know, we got to get the British government out of the USA right now. And that dead man switch copy is waiting for him. If you just ask him to deliver it, right? You know, something's wrong, and it's got a small note in it about the CAFR funds. There's the $250 trillion that are. Liquid assets, if you basically do it the right way, and then follow up with all the other things, because you know, the reason why they're destroying Michigan is in 1999, Michigan was the guys that did their Jural Society stuff, okay? And that's why they've been flooding in the Haraj and the Clary program for this 71-1 that you're talking about into Michigan, because they were that, they were the holdout against the world court, and so this is where, you know, chips are all in now, you know? And,
well, that resolution 71-1, I thought that other people in the United States would pick up on that.
Right.
And they did, but in another way.
Well, this is the time to switch from commerce to trade and take down the old system.
Yeah, I know. The old system has got to go. If just common sense, if you have... over 100 million refugees to dilute the gene pool, right. You're going to dilute the gene pool,
right.
You know?
And then once you lose that, the common law issues that we've been fighting for the past 5 or 6 years are gone.
Yeah.
So
you're absolutely
good luck
right.
on your mission for tomorrow, and I hope you can
Thank
use
you.
All the data, and give me email feedback if you can verify that stuff on the motor diagram.
Yeah, I will. And
okay.
The
and then I'll put in whatever time I can with the time I got available now.
Oh, you're okay? Doing great. You're doing great. You really are.
But that's my best work this week, though. You won't get anything else like that probably, because there's nothing else to figure out like that.
By the way, I like your graphs.
Thanks. Yeah, the colors make me think about my mom. I really appreciate all your time, and I know you got to get going. Give me an email feedback, follow-up, whenever you can, and I'll work
sure
on
will.
It, okay? Thanks.
I will.
Have a great show. Bye now.
Thank you. One of the aspects of data, of course you have the Russians who want to take over the North Pole, but we'll get into that as we go along. They've got their full army there, and... We've got the Scandinavian Army. We've got the United States Defense Secretary James Mattis to implement ways to defend the Arctic. What's at stake, of course, the Russians have been making icebreakers for years, planning this move which they're making this week. They plan to make the attack on the North Pole this week for the Russians' northern fleet in Murmansk. They want to claim Murmansk as part of an international port of Russia, control the Bering Sea. Obama already gave the five islands of the extension from Alaska to Russia. So the battle lines will be drawn at Kotlin Island with the Russians and the United States Navy on the international scale. That will be brought up this week in the talk with China, because China wants a 1/8% of all minerals from the North Pole as part of the paying off of the debt that we owe to China. That's an additional to the other formations of the dams and the water from the United States. That all begins tomorrow. So, if we have another look at Obama, which is what we're going to do, and I want to just mention another world and what is called Obama's army. And this is a formation of what is called the Smart Dust Project. And the Smart Dust is tiny micro electromagnetic systems, as robots and other devices that detect chemicals and vibrations. They sense radio frequency identifications of people with these towers that you see around America. And they're tiny smart dust communication devices, and they're really only about the size of a few millimeters. And the only thing that they're vulnerable to that is documented but is being tested by all the computer companies is the electromagnetic disablement destruction that can happen from a microwave exposure. So this is why I've been so high on electromagnetic frequencies and the determinations of the change of the water molecule within the human body. And the Smart Dust Project, of course, was devised by DARPA, Defense Department's Research and Agency. And the first public presentation of smart dust was presented by the American Vacuum Society in Anaheim, California in 1996. This is when the connection to Obama from Indonesia took place. And, of course, this is part of the these are called moats. And a moat is smaller than a grain of rice. And they're called moats because there are other aspects of after dust moats. And the experiment first occurred on the determination of where, like there was a story this past week of a city in Europe that they said, well, there are all kinds of shiny diamonds that came from the sky and fell on the city, and they think it was a meteorite. That's the story they're selling. And that passed this European town. And no, it was Obama's army. A test of smart dust. A collection of everything in your mind and your body fluids by microscopic millimeter electro devices called smart dust. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is something I shouldn't be talking about either, but, you know, they have what are called, in the desert, they're called flash droughts. And right now, New Mexico and Arizona and Utah have, and in some parts of the Midwest, are having these flash droughts where they don't have any water. And Obama, before he left office, just a few hours before he left office, of course, he signed off millions of acres coming into these three states, particularly in New Mexico and Arizona and Utah, and they specifically made the sand part of federal land, and of course that's where they're conducting the smart dust, and of course the development there is the fact of to have the MOTS, in terms of the microelectrochemical system, be able to attach themselves to the electromagnetic systems of humans and their brains. And that concept was analyzed by, developed by Chris Pfister in 2001, And the emerging technology system for this was the Gartner Hype Cycle on Emerging Technologies in 2003. Now, you add this to the death panel and the development of what is called the Tech Battle, and you have a very interesting measurement
of people on the earth. This is, of course, you have, was attached to the executive order by Obama, Executive Order 13366. And this was at first in the control of the money war for the resources, because there won't be any paper money before bits based upon different forms of artificial intelligence in the MOT. Now, what the government has put together, this part of the Obama legacy, of which you'll be discussing with the Pope on April 15th, these are called red teams, and the red teams in the United States will have complete authority beyond warrant to investigate climate change deniers. And their mission will be part of what Hillary Clinton was going to put together. And of course, this, the red teams will be essentially real-world people who will integrate under the guise of immigration, come in as UN representatives into various people's towns, businesses. They don't need an authority to go into a corporation and find out who the climate deniers are. So that whole process of the nuclear facilities being protected by codes for the future warfare or be part of that system. Now, this ties in with areas of what's called the Honest Act. And this is for the Environmental Protection Agency to use for proposing or finalizing assessments based on science that's not transparent or reproducible. So in other words, the House of Representatives, while they're trying to be your friend, have passed out it's H.R. 1430, for taking the information from the red teams and being able to place it in to determine boundaries within that bell curve of information, where they say, well, you have to be able to reproduce what the red team is doing with the smart dust. Now, this is a world program in the briefcase of Obama. For real. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Parker Pathways, and I was really debating about something to mention on this show, and I think I'm going to wait. It has to do with creation and how people are changing in certain ways to accommodate their discussion about creation and the water myths that are involved. This discussion came up in discussions of federal assets, and I was asked about it, and the idea of the federal government sees real property being owned in the United States is over 900,000 assets and a combined area of 3 billion square feet and 41 million acres of land owned by the government. And the minerals offshore total 600 million acres. And it manages, approximately, the government manages, according to their data, 755 million acres of onshore subsurface mineral estates. Now, embedded in that
are Indian trust lands, which accommodate 56 million acres. And except for a mineral operation for the Osage Indian Mineral Consortium. Now, the government is planning in their way to sell most of America. What we have is a very interesting concept of real-world government oil and gas recoverable sources. In other words, if you lose the groundwater on the idea of how you're supposed to recharge the groundwater when you're selling off your minerals as a part of your national dread. In other words, the estimated worth of the oil and gas on recoverable resources is estimated by the Office of Management to be $128 trillion, which is 8 times our national debt at this time, I believe. So what we have, that's the worth of the oil and gas. If you take that out in terms of selling that to foreign governments, which China will discuss this coming week, then you have to have China saying, well, what are we going to do, you know, with the water that it won't be replenished, and so therefore we want the rights to it in case it reestablishes itself. So Russia will be on the table this week in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, of which Obama placed under protection. However, will be refuted as it goes through, which in many ways is a good point. So what are you talking about now? We're talking about the figures that were given to me for tomorrow's meeting with the president are the 10.5 billion barrels of oil, 8.6 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, which will deplete most of the groundwater. You gotta understand, see, even because it's ice at the top of the earth, you still have the groundwater below, which has to go through a subsurface area of approximately a mile and a half into the earth. So you're going to destroy most of the earth's water from the northern cap of the earth just to extract the natural gas alone. You have 896 million barrels of oil, 53 trillion cubic feet of natural gas in the Naval Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. You have 25 barrels of oil in the Outer Continental Shelf, which Russia says that they own. And then you have 90 barrels of oil, which they don't own, by the way. The United States owns that. But Obama, before he left, the last 3 hours, made the deal going to the other way. Of course, that was where the other use of the smart dust would be used. The the miniature mocks that are radio frequency identification aspects of it. By the way, Michael Crichton wrote a book, a novel, science fiction, in the year 2002 called Prey. And it was about this project and how it would be used and how they would be attacking people in swarms. Of course, that was already done. The areas where these oil and gas areas are going to be, this is where they want to have the next experiment on the use of humans' brain thoughts, and the first sensors were put together. I knew about this, but it's in the San Jacinto Mountains in California, and they have 30 acres where they used
pines and hardwoods in California in a futuristic vision, you see, of what an environmental study would be for endangered species of small animals. And, of course, you understand this is all wireless, so you have a device that's the size, really, the controller of the smart dust, as you would call it, which are the miniature sensors the size of a millimeter. So that controller would be the size of a deck of cards, which you could place anywhere in the world. You have a power source, you have an external memory, a transceiver, then you got a sensor, and the sensor node is controlled by a sensor web that can be placed anywhere in the world. And the first one that's going to be placed is in Hawaii, very close to the so-called birthplace of Obama. So you have what you have, and in fact, that's already been set up. That was set up about 2 weeks ago. So what we have here is 982 billion barrels of oil shale in the Green River Formation in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. And these recoverable areas, as being estimated by engineers, is 2.1 trillion cubic feet of natural gas and 1.1 trillion barrels of oil. So the budgetary effects of this selling America will be, with a profit of 9 times over the national debt, and as it stands now, I still stand by $16 trillion in retrofitting the water infrastructure, and that's what they figure is what's going to take to implement everything that I've just given you. So that's on the table this week. And to think of the desecration of Earth and the process of it to go into what will be the creation myths. And the creation myths, there's several, but the one that, in the myth that's passed down from the Iroquois Indian, it's called the world on the turtle's back, and it explains the origin of land, in which the tree of life is described, which has been in very many religions, and to the development of creation of an understanding of life itself, which is part of the metaphysical diagram of life. And according to the myth, it was found that in the heavens, where the first humans lived, they lived in the heavens, and until a pregnant woman fell and landed in an endless sea. And she was saved by a giant turtle, and she was kept from drowning. So she formed the world on its back by planting bark taken from the tree. Now, if you're looking at this in terms of where the resources are, the myth goes on to explain how the myth of the traditional Ojibwe cosmology and traditions are described as the grandmother cedar, Nokus Ginsbach in the Ashimoban, which is written in the great arts of metaphysics in the 9th century. And it's in the book of the Black Elk Speaks as well, and the Lakota medicine man and holy man describes that vision of dancing around a dying tree that never bloomed, transported to the other world and the spirit world,
And he meets the elders of 12 men and 12 women. And, of course, the unit of 12 was based upon the cosmic civilizations that in the heavens. Remember the formation of the world on the turtle's back, is that the heavens was where the first humans lived, and according to the mythologies. So the development of all of these resources in terms of the creation myths and how they developed are based upon the minerals and the concentrations that are there, which are dependent on water. Every one of the 114 myths, in terms where the people lived in the sky and dropped and life was formed on the turtle's back. And it became part of a, what do you do with man? And then the creation of the Cyax-Indus story is that the Cyax creation-Indus story goes like this. The creator gathered all the creation and said, I want to hide something from humans until they're ready for it. It's a realization that they create their own reality. The eagle said, give it to me. I will take it to the moon. The creator said, no, one day they will go there and find it. The salmon said, I'll bury it at the bottom of the ocean. No, they will go there too. The buffalo said, I'll bury it on the Great Plains. The creator said, they will cut into the skin of the earth and find it even there. Grandmother Mole, who lives in the breast of Mother Earth, and who has no physical eyes but sees with spiritual eyes, said, put it inside of them. And the creator said, it is done. That creation, Cyax-Indus story, was written 1,000 years before Christ. The Buddha story, that's similar, was written 3,000 years before Christ. The mythology of the creation of chemistry in terms of the elemental system, which was later, thousands of years later, designed as our chemical table, which was in a dream, was carved in stone. Same wording closely. Buffalo was described a little bit differently. 6,500 years before Christ. And I want you to think about that when you think about discrediting and deconstructing the earth from what its resources are. What they're talking about in terms of their definition of creation is what I will challenge to the Chinese delegation called Mo Jin. And Mo Jin is the formation of a very high-level code, which was weaved in blankets in the Inca culture. And the code, which is interlocked tapestry, is designed in an Inca key. And that tunic was only worn by nobility or people they thought who came from other planets. And it was this was 2,000 years before Christ, and it's right now at the Minnesota School of Medicine in Duluth, where the study of another DNA sequence is attempting to be deciphered from the code, which is in the tapestry of the Inca kings and queens. Now, the codes are contained in patterns. So the patterns have to be deciphered, and no one at this time has a code to determine on the creation myth how the development of the water became part of our DNA. Yet the discovery of DNA, being able to synthesize information in a water drop, which has already happened. Right now, there are over, 250 ancient writings that have already been deciphered into the DNA code into a drop of water. Now, the future computer will be liquid. So therefore, the process of development, this will be part of that. This will be synthesized in the medical record. There are a lot of studies going on in the world today on genetic codes. You have the government taking blood from all the babies that are born. You have the Veterans Administration doing genetic code studies. You have, which will be quite vast. Then you have mammoth genetic codes, which are being reconstructed. Now, that will all be composite. The question will be, who will save the water? That's the question that all the researchers in the world are doing as we speak. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Barbara Pathways, and the formation of healthcare costs are regulated out by codes. So you have, for each diagnostic code, you have for each health condition, a plan in turn to work into the sensor dust and the smart dust, is to have the cloud be the medical record. So in other words, the use of data center infrastructures in hospitals will not be the way this is all going to be assimilated into the artificial intelligence. You see, if they have it in the cloud, then this means they can transfer your data and other data to you without having an organizational system for a software vendor. So when they took the Obamacare and put it in the, when the Representative Bryan, the head of the House of Representatives in Congress in the United States, they held up and said, well, this is a template for, you know, from where it will go in terms of our assemblies for payments. Of course, payments will be higher. They're not telling people that. But the thing is that the whole point is this will all go into the cloud. Now, the person who is now in charge will take over, the doctor will be taking over for the death panel and for the formation into the cloud will mean that the question will be asked, if you follow the Hopi Indian prophecy, of course it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy too. I mean, you could read it and say, well, is it going to be the blue line or the green line? And the whole process of the creation myth is very clear. If you lived, if humans, as is put into the creation myth, lived in heaven, and the creation is in terms of the pregnant woman who fell into the endless sea and was saved by a turtle. And if you, of course, the turtle myths are quite extensive in terms of how the sea and even how salt was put into the water of the earth. So that information has always been designed in the Maori tattoos on the story of how it was not by verbal. The gods placed it by finger. So now you go back to the Michelangelo painting in the Vatican. So you have the fact of the formation of life where the touching of the finger of the gods and human was a spiritual transformation of thought. That's what Michelangelo actually wrote when he did the Vatican mural. We'll see you at the third live hour of Parker Pathways. We're just getting warmed up, and we're actually beginning our show. We built the foundation, and now we're going into your pocketbook. We'll see you at the other end of the break on the third live hour of Parker Pathways, 800-313-9443. Showtime. Does that make me crazy? Probably. And I hope that you are having the time of your life.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.